Zach Browning here alongside Quincy Bell. It's 34-10, the lead for Indiana to kick off the Darren DeVries era here in Bloomington. 7:52 left to play in the first half here in Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Quincy, we were expecting a lot of changes, a lot of newness from the Mike Woodson era into now the Darren DeVries era, but chief among them, the ball movement and the player movement for this Indiana team.
I think the movement off the ball that we've seen in these first 12 minutes has been night and day different than the Mike Woodson era. Players cutting to the basket, rotating around the three-point line, getting space to make plays is a breath of fresh air, I'm sure, to Hoosiers fans all around the country. And the defense as well has played extraordinarily well today. 34-10, the lead for the Hoosiers. They've looked almost immaculate to start the DeVries era.
You talk about the defense, Alabama A&M 4 of 16 from the field to start this game. Four turnovers forced by the Indiana defense as well. Sammy Pieces is at the free throw line. A one-on-one opportunity coming out of the timeout, and he misses the front end. Rebounded by Alexis, and the Hoosiers, in the form of Tayton Conaway, will work it right to left across the timeline in the middle of the floor. Leading by 24, 7:40 to play. DeVries down low. It's an LU connection to Sam Alexis, his second dunk of the night. A quick hitter there out of the timeout for Indiana. The lead up to 26. Here's Dozier, top of the key. Guarded by Josiah Miles. Dozier between his legs a couple of times. He'll take a screen from Flippin, moving to his left. Left elbow jumper is long. Rebounded by Bailey. He'll push it up the floor himself. The 6'10 center wasting no time getting it to a guard. Maybe he should have. He turned it over. Jalen Carruth pushing the tempo for the Bulldogs. He misfires on a little push shot from the left side of the lane. Rebounded by the Hoosiers. And here's Tucker DeVries on the far side wing. DeVries around a screen from Bailey, kicks it out. Alexis all alone in the left side corner. His three rolls in. 7 first half points for Sam Alexis, and that one a big one because it was a three-pointer. He doesn't take many of those typically, but Darren DeVries has said everybody on the roster has the green light. Alexis right on cue. Fires in the three. It's a 29-point first half lead for Indiana. We have a whistle and a foul out front. On the perimeter, Josiah Miles got two hands into the body of Dozier. It'll send Contavious Dozier to the free throw line. That's foul number 10 on Indiana, so the double bonus upcoming for the Grambling State transfer. Quincy, I think this result, or at least the scoreline currently, probably a little bit of fresh air, a breath of fresh air for the Indiana faithful as Dozier knocks in the first free throw. If you look at the recent Indiana head coaching debuts, you look back and you think back to Mike Woodson. His Indiana team won by 6 against Eastern Michigan in this building in his first game as Indiana's head coach. And you go back to Archie Miller. His team actually lost their first game of the Archie Miller era. That was a 21-point loss here in this building to Indiana State. So Darren DeVries' tenure already off to a better start than both Mike Woodson and Archie Miller. Second free throw was good from Dozier. It's now 39-12 with 6.5 to play. Here's Wilkerson back in. Kick out. DeVries, left side wing, driving. Now retreats back out to the three-point line. Plays a two-man game with Sam Alexis. Gets it back. The three is off. Offensive rebound. Put back, though. That falls for Trent Sicily as the freshman is on the board in his first career game, his first career collegiate appearance for the Hoosiers. Lead back to 29 for Indiana. Here's Dozier driving near side lane. He got the basket and the foul. He bulldozed over Connor Enright. I thought there could potentially have been an offensive foul. Enright was sent careening down to the hardwood.
Yeah, Enright went flying from the low block to out of bounds on the other side of the paint. It looked like Dozier gave him a little push, but they're going to say Enright didn't have his feet set, and Dozier count the basket and one.
I think they actually just waved off the basket. So I think Dozier has two foul shots upcoming. His first one falls. There is a new rule in college basketball this season, Quincy. They are using the continuation rule that you see in the NBA, but it's not the full continuation rule, and I guess the referees convened there and decided not to count the basket for Dozier.
Yeah, the ref on the floor counted the basket, but with the full continuation rule, that would be one play I would say take that one back.
2-for-2 at the line for Dozier. He's up to 6 points, four of which have come at the line, and Indiana's lead is 27 with 5:45 to play. Lamar Wilkerson driving the left side, dishing down low the front of the rim for Sam Alexis. All he has to do is lay it up. 9 early points for Sam Alexis in the first half. He's a perfect 4-for-4 from the field.
High percentage looks too. Wide open 3, 2 dunks and a floater.
43-14, the lead for Indiana. Bulldogs working left to right. Here's Davis, near side wing, gets around Trent Sisley, and he uses his off hand to kind of shield Sam Alexis as he finishes with the right on the right side of the basket. Enright pushing the tempo now for the Hoosiers. Here's Alexis down low, back to Enright. Enright, top of the key. Here's Wilkerson driving, stepping back, three on its way, and he's got another! Three-pointer number 4 for Lamar Wilkerson in the first half. He's up to 15 points in his Indiana debut, and the Hoosier lead is up to 30 as Sammy Pieces quickly shrinks it back down within that 30 mark. It's 28 after he gets all alone on the left side of the lane and lays it in with the right hand. 4.5 to play in the first half. Here's Alexis. Wilkerson thought about another 30-footer. Picks up his dribble and fires it near side. Here's DeVries. He'll take a screen from Sisley, moving to his left, and now dump it down low to Alexis. Left side block, kick out Wilkerson, all alone from three, and he can't make Alabama A&M pay that time. Short on the three-point effort, rebound Bulldogs.
I'm surprised they left him that open.
Pieces looking for a three of his own. He missed everything but the left side of the backboard. Rebound Wilkerson. Here comes Alexis for the Hoosiers. Left side block, working against the smaller defender, and he's going to pick up a defensive foul. Angok Inyang picks up the defensive foul. We'll send Sam Alexis to the free throw line for two shots. The Hoosiers in the double bonus, leading 46-18 with 4:01 to play in the first half.
Sam Alexis, he's been really solid today. Perfect from the floor, creating space, getting down low.
First free throw good for Alexis. He's got an interesting story. Talking to his high school coach earlier this month, he said Sam Alexis was straight up bad when he first got to high school in Apopka, Florida as a freshman. He was about 6'3 at the time, about 215 pounds, and he straight up said he was bad. First one fell, the second free throw good as well for Alexis, but a lot of 4:15 a.m. workout sessions, a lot of 5 a.m. workout sessions throughout the junior and senior years of his high school career. And Alexis, a national champion last year at Florida, now up to double figures for Indiana here in his debut. He's got 11. He's a perfect 4-of-4 from the field. Indiana's lead is 30 as here comes Davis. Now Pieces at the top of the key for the Bulldogs. Driving left side. He lost it. Wilkerson picks it up. Into the forecourt. Here's Conaway. Kick out in right. Attacks the closeout. Swings around the perimeter. Miles pump fakes a three. Drives, kicks. Wilkerson, he's not afraid to let it fly from three. He misfires there. But Sam Alexis, trying to stay active on the offensive glass, draws a loose ball foul. So with 3:34 left in the first half, Sam Alexis will have a couple of free throws on the other side of this under four media timeout. 48-18 the lead for Indiana here to kickstart the Darren DeVries era in quick fire, strong fashion. We'll be back with more Indiana basketball on the other side of this break here on WIOX Sports.